North Shore Today,
the area's only daily news podcast
on msonewsports.com.
Along with Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, and this is North Shore Today for Monday, February 3, 2020.
Meet the new Bentley Academy, a charter school converted into an innovation format with a shorter day, a shorter year, and the best features of the dissolving charter model preserved for the future. Well, Dustin Luca writing that in today's Salem News. The city school committee will hold a public hearing on the proposed innovation plan at its regular meeting on Monday tonight. The meeting begins at 7 at the school committee chambers at the Collins Middle School. Quote, we have an innovation plan that aims more or less to continue the successful elements of what the Bentley has been able to do, said Jill Conrad, the district's chief of system strategy. It was certainly a spirited process in the last several months. There were plenty of places where there was agreement right away, and certain places where there wasn't agreement, where we had to dig deeper, do research, talk to stakeholders in the community, the parents, and also do some negotiation back and forth with the district. Again, that meeting tonight in Salem at the school committee.
As of 8 a.m. this morning, Gloucester police are still looking for a missing person. According to police, Abby Flynn, approximately 60 years old, was last seen near Farrington Avenue in East Gloucester at 7 p.m. on Sunday evening. If you have any information, you're asked to call 978-283-1212. Again, Gloucester police still looking for a missing person in the East Gloucester area.
Massachusetts voters who can't get to their local polling location for the upcoming presidential primaries can now pick up absentee ballots. The Associated Press is reporting that voters who will be out of town on March 3rd or who have a disability or religious belief which prevents them from voting at their polling place are eligible to vote by absentee ballot. Those who need a ballot mailed to them may send an absentee ballot application to the city or town hall where they reside. Family members may also complete the application on the voter's behalf. Early voting will be available from February 24 to 28 for all voters.
A public informational meeting will be held in Salem on Tuesday, February 4, 2020, at the Bentley Academy Charter School to discuss a project and answer questions with respect to construction. The City of Salem will be starting a project to construct a shared use path from Derby Street through Beatty Park, crossing Ford Avenue and Zatella Lane to connect to the Collins Path and extending up Zatella Lane to the Bentley Charter School. The upcoming meeting will provide an opportunity to learn about the current project and ask questions of the project team, the contractor, the engineer, and city staff regarding impacts to the neighborhood. Beginning on February 10, the city's contractor, Raphael Construction, will mobilize to the site and start construction on the shared use path. Substantial completion of the project is anticipated for August 1, 2020. A regular two-week look-ahead notification will be provided to keep residents informed of the schedule and any weather delays. The work hours for the effort is 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. During the project, the area will be an active construction site, and people should be aware to be careful and drive at a reduced speed accordingly. No parking signs will be posted in advance of construction, and no parking will remain in effect until construction is complete for that day. When work is taking place on or nearby the roadway, police details will be present to assist everyone through the work zone and to facilitate traffic management.
In Beverly, smoke detectors and a handy fire extinguisher probably saved a couple from what could have been a disastrous house fire early Sunday morning. Buck Anderson reporting in today's Salem News that Beverly Fire Captain John Palm said that the call came at about 2:40 a.m. from a fire at 31 Ellington Court. Captain Palm said firefighters were on the scene in less than 5 minutes, but the homeowners already had the fire under control. He said the homeowners had been awakened by a smoke alarm and used a kitchen fire extinguisher to put out what appeared to be what had been a cell phone charging on the kitchen counter. So it was a Super Sunday with the Super Bowl last night, and now it's what some folks call a Super Call-Out Day on Monday. But we're hoping you're up and ready to go and going to work today, and you do have a great week ahead. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thanks for joining us today on North Shore Today, and you can always email us with any comments, thoughts, suggestions, whatever, at msonewsports@gmail.com.